Václav Havelka is a man of many talents. He promotes rock concerts, presents a radio program, and runs a small music label. But first and foremost, he's a musician. Solo under the name Selfbrush and with the band Please the Trees, Havelka has steadily become one of the most respected artists in Czech independent music.
I set my horses free. And they came back to me.
The singer and songwriter released his debut album Three Names in 2006 under the name Selfbrush. Self is key to his work, as Havelka, who also dabbles in painting, has always done his own thing. Growing up in the relative isolation of the Krkonoše Mountains, he simply had no alternative.
I just followed the aesthetics of, like, you know, not learning anybody's songs. I just started to write from the very beginning, which was, like, funny and terrible. Then I also started right away recording demos, tapes, and make covers and sending to people and stuff. So somehow I approached, like, the DIY aesthetics, but not knowing what the DIY was, that there was some scene, you know, that this represented. And then, because I always listened to English American music, I just thought, like, this is just beautiful, like the communication, the how wide it can get, and the traveling and everything. So I just thought, like, I'd really like to sing in English, and so that's why I went to England, like, for 2 years. I went to school and cleaned houses and was babysitting. So.
Tell us about Selfbrush. What does the name mean?
That's what came when I was mentioning the painting. It were just two words. I kind of liked the sound of them to be put together, and to me it describes kind of like painting your own painting, like yourself, kind of. So musically, that's what it meant to me, like painting my own profile or image of myself.
The title of his first project reflects Václav Havelka's approach to language.
I never write, like, in Czech and then translate it. I kind of, like, keep reading in English and kind of absorbing the language. Even though I can understand that my spellings it's like different from English people, but maybe that's what might make it more interesting too. So, you know, I just hope it works.
The singer is best known to Czech music fans for the band project Please the Trees, whose debut CD, Lion Prayer, came out in 2007. Havelka had been happy enough working on his own, until, that is, he hit it off with Some Other Place, a purely instrumental band from South Bohemia, whose music he was really into.
I made, like, a pure solo record with Selfbrush, but after that I met these guys from Tábor. From Some Other Place, and they were lacking vocalists. They were lacking like a singer. So I just thought, right, this is maybe let's try something together. But you know, the fact that they're from Tábor, I'm living in Prague, is kind of like, you know, it meant a lot of traveling. But I just felt like, okay, we'll I'll try. I always, you know, I'm trying to do my best and then see what it brings, if it's worth. But like the very few gigs we did together with Some Other Place, under the name Some Other Place, it was pure improvisation for me. Like I wrote some lyrics on their music, which they had on their record, and without rehearsal, we did this first show at 007 in Prague, and it was just pure, like, freak out. I mean, like, I never felt such a feeling, you know. So since then, and then of course, because we decided to actually write together and do things together, so I had to start going there for rehearsals, and so I spend a lot of time traveling to Tábor.
I'm
now, it's probably fair to say that Please the Trees is a better known name than Selfbrush. Does either take priority for you?
I think the priority now is the band, because it takes more concentration, there's more people involved. And if I wouldn't meet the guys, I would definitely spend like 100% time on my solo work. But at the moment, it's also the second record we just preparing. It's most of my songs. So the guys, we kind of like transformed from they really like take my stuff, and I don't have to keep it inside, or I don't have to like put it somewhere and release it like because if I don't write like. Now I'm writing for Selfbrush, now I'm writing for Please the Trees. It's kind of like when the song is finished, I kind of decide. So I think that the priority now is Please the Trees.
And what are your ambitions for the band?
I had always big ambitions. I mean, like, big ambitions in the way I feel right, which it's not about fame for me. It's more about, like, being able to do what I love with the people I love, you know. This is just amazing to me, like with the music. So I just hope, like with the aesthetics we have, we can bring it to the point of like, you know, traveling, making records, and making people happy. That'd be great.
As well as making his own music, Václav Havelka DJs on Radio Wave, runs a small label called Absent Hour, and with a partner promotes concerts by visiting alternative groups in Prague. Given his broad overview, how does he regard the Czech capital in terms of musical vibrancy?
It's getting better. I mean, like, last year, especially fall 2008, was extreme for shows. There was a show, like, there were 3-4 shows every week. And I don't know if it's right. I mean, like, because there's so much music. At the moment, the business is changing. Bands have to play live, so they tour a lot more than in the past, because that's the only way how they make money. They sell, you know, the records are sold almost just on the shows. So I think it's getting much better, because like a year or two back, I was still lacking stuff, you know. Even though I have my dreams for bands, like I'd like to bring or need to go to see in Prague. But I think it's getting good, and people are capable to promote it in a good way. For instance, what we do with Scrape Sound, I'm kind of involved in. We're just like booking the stuff we love, and we just feel it's worth doing in Prague. But it's a pain. It's a pain because there's money involved, and we don't have money for the promotion. So it's more like based on like friends of people, and you have to like meet all these people personally and spread it, you know, and burn CDs. But it's a love, you know. It's the music.
And that edition of The Arts by Ian Willoughby brings us to the end of today's program here on Radio.